Since January, we have identified a total of 6 leptospirosis cases, with 5 of these occurring in the current month. While most cases have been managed, 2 individuals required intensive care, and we are saddened to report that 1 case resulted in a fatality. Our thoughts and prayers are with the families affected by this fatality, and our deepest condolences go out to them. Out of respect for the family, we will not be releasing any additional information on the patient, and all concerns will be vetted through our social media in regards to the leptospirosis situation. Based on the increase in cases and the critical nature of our 2 most recent cases, we are officially declaring an outbreak of leptospirosis. Now, this is not to cause panic. This is to help us better reallocate resources to respond to this leptospirosis outbreak, as well as ensure that clinicians are actively searching and treating leptospirosis cases, hence why we are declaring the outbreak. Now, we want to reassure the public that leptospirosis is preventable and treatable, especially when it is identified early. Our healthcare teams are actively monitoring the situation, and we will make updates available to the public through our socials. Now, when it comes to preventing leptospirosis, you can reduce your risk by avoiding swimming in rivers, streams, waterfalls, and floodwaters following heavy rain. We recommend you wait at least 2 to 3 days for water to settle and for all of this bacteria and debris to wash out before you resume.